Mayday, mayday. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Some cities saw otherwise peaceful Mayday demonstrations disrupted by anarchists using a tactic called the Black Bloc. These are actually white males who dress in black and carry metal poles, which they use to smash windows of what they consider corrupt businesses. And of course, we all condemn this. But as it turns out, the anarchists themselves are debating the Black Bloc. Yesterday, some of them even chanted, "This is not helping." So I started searching anarchist websites.
We're asking the wrong side the question about violence.
And I found video of a debate among Canadian anarchists.
If we're going to talk about violence, we need to be talking about corporate sponsors. We need to be talking about the police.
This is an activist named Harsha Walia, who's been quoted on anarchist sites for her passionate defense of window smashing, even though she knows it tends to backfire.
In terms of the fact that the Black Bloc reinforces and legitimizes the police state, the resistance will legitimize the police state. And if that argument is going to be used, then we may as well never be on the streets.
Plus, she says, the Black Bloc actually is peaceful.
As far as we know, not a single individual and not a single animal has been harmed in Black Bloc tactics. What has been harmed is lifeless windows.
Personally, I believe anarchists were put on this earth to remind us what deregulated young males are fundamentally like. And I think anarchists would be much more impressive if they roam the streets creating jobs. Although I suppose if you're in the glass replacement business, that's exactly what they did. For a day, anyway. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.